This team is not good. It's not good. And I thought that the offense, as prolific as it was, would ultimately make some noise last night and drop 40. And come to find out, their offense didn't show up at all. I mean, they scored 10 points last night. Remember, the Dallas Cowboys had a blocked punt, and ultimately that was sat on in the end zone, and it was a touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys. But they've got four straight losses to the Cardinals dating back to 2020. They lost eight of their last nine to the Arizona Cardinals. And this same Dallas Cowboy team that was averaging over 41 points per game at home this season fell to 0-5 this season when scoring fewer than 37 points. So if you don't score 37 points or more, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you can't win a game. That's essentially what that statistic says, and there's no way around that. And so Marvin Harrison Jr., after his father called out their team and how, moribund their offense was, he goes out, seven catches, 96 yards and a touchdown, caught five of his six targets for 61 yards and a touchdown. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I can't believe how bad it is. I can't believe how bad it is. The Dallas Cowboys right now, the 11th seed in the NFC. The Eagles are ahead of them. Every single team in the NFC North is ahead of them, okay? Including the Chicago Bears, who also have beaten the Dallas Cowboys this year, okay? You've got Tampa in the NFC South. They're ahead of them. You got three teams in the NFC West. They're ahead of them. And actually four now, because the Cardinals at 3-5 have already beaten the Cowboys, who are at 3-5-1. So basically all four teams in the NFC North and the NFC West are ahead of the Cowboys, plus the Eagles, plus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's why you got Dallas at 11th. It's over.